This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Straight up and down. Good to have you along with us. It is the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion counts here. We just don't want to yell at one another. We want to listen to each other. We want to sit down and reason because I believe that when we do that, it's most effective. And, you know, and actually can be a lot more productive at the end of the day as opposed to just exercising ourselves and, you know, being rather empty and frustrated after the fact. I believe that, you know, therein lies the value of us being united and, you know, finding out what things we agree on most and kind of build on that. And even though there's some differences, what I find time and again when I'm speaking with, you know, most people that want to be reasonable is that we're almost, you know, there together in terms of the objective. It is the process, and that seems to be the biggest challenge and the biggest part of the discussion. But I'm encouraged by that because, look, we can work through the process as long as we know where we're going to end up, and that's always good. But there are some people that still see it, and it's like, whoa, you know, I can't get there. I just can't get there with you, but that's okay. Meanwhile, the conversation will continue, and maybe it's an opportunity for me to convince them to convince me, you know, hey, look at not any one person has all the goods. In this soundbite here that we have, you know, that comes to us from George Stephanopoulos and ABC show, Sarah Fagan is here, and Sarah has been noted as a noted strategist and someone who understands marketing, and you know, she's kind of, you know, people have appreciated her insight. And what she tells Stephanopoulos is that the Democrats are in a real pickle with Gorsuch because of his qualifications. Listen to what she had to say.
I agree to some degree. I think that this is a great lesson in civics for the American people. People are weighing in, but I actually share his opinion.
Yeah, I think Democrats are in a real pickle on this one because of the qualifications and the impeccable standards by this judge is being viewed by nearly everybody who's ever worked with him, Democrat or Republican alike. And so, you know, Chuck Schumer trying to play the obstructionist has 9 Democrats up for election in 2018 in states that Donald Trump won, 5 of whom won by somewhere between 19 and 21 points in these states. Is he going to drive these folks off a cliff?
But it is a little bit hypocritical for the Republicans to talk about the Democrats' obstruction after they did what they did.
But it is a completely different situation, Matt, in that, one, you're in the final year of an administration, and two, you know, Republicans controlled the Senate.
It's always comes down to a tit for tat deal, and that's Scott. I don't know about you, but that drives me nuts. You know, when the only answer is, "Well, look what they did." You know, it's like two kids in the play yard. Come on, you know. Yes, it is what goes round and round. You know.
Well, like my dad would tell me when me and my sisters would be fighting, if my sister got to do something and I didn't get to do it, he would look at me and he'd go, "Well, what's your name?" You know, is your name Steph or Kelly? No,
yeah,
your name
right.
is Scott. So yeah. You have to, you know, what's your name?
Yeah.
So,
right.
So that's kind of what I always think when they start. Well, you did it.
Yes, right.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but then we all agree. It's like, let's just have a moment. Can we agree that just because somebody else did, is that the answer? I mean, really, in a sense, that's what your dad was asking. You know, what solves the problem? You know, and what solves a problem is, oh, yeah, it's that self-responsibility thing. And, you know, and it's just, you know, it's so petty and so juvenile to hear grown people, especially people that we're paying a lot of money for, you know, our congressmen and that. And of course, they've got us convinced that we need them because they're so valuable. Well, if they're so valuable, why aren't they making some things happen here? And let's get through this. You can't go around blaming, you know, if it's Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or whatever, you know, or Harry Reid or, you know, Mitch McConnell or Ryan, much less Donald Trump. Look at, you got to go make this work. This is your job. You asked for this. You asked for the people's votes. Go make it happen. go figure out a way to reason together, get this country back on track, and make us all proud of you, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Thank you for joining in on the good fight. You know, heavy lifting is required. That's what it's going to take. You know, I was just talking with somebody else again this morning about it, a good friend of mine. And I said, you know, the difference between where we are and where we need to be, that's the what I call the grief to happiness ratio. Grief is where we are right now. Happiness is where we hope to be when things are settled. But the differential there is a challenge. I mean, there's some pain that we got to get through. You know, we got to talk to some people that heretofore we haven't been talking to because and having these important discussions, because that's why we're in the situation that we're in. Several politicians have suggested, we're too busy yelling at one another and not listening to one another. But, you know, this is all part of the process. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. Good to have you back with us. And right now, we got Josh Carrasco on the phone with us. He's a spokesman with AAA, the Auto Club Group. Josh, did everything turn out okay at the Super Bowl? I know you were in the middle of your Super Bowl party when I was trying to disturb you a little bit yesterday.
It turned out all right. Had a great time. We all gave up on the game in the first half, but, yeah. You know, it's a good thing we stuck around. It got really exciting there.
Well, thank God. Lady Gaga was all the difference. I mean, she was the transitionary figure, I guess, huh?
Oh, that guy gave Brady that extra, you know, motivation in the last half there?
Yeah, and in fact, I couldn't believe one of the sideline pundits, you know, that was there had asked one of the players, go, well, did you listen? Did you get a chance to see Lady Gaga? I mean, like, wait a minute. I'm at halftime in the most important game of my life, and you're asking me about Lady Gaga? Are you for real?
I imagine he was probably a little bit preoccupied at halftime.
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, give me a break here. But anyway, I appreciate you coming on and telling us about gas prices. It looks like it's still good news for motorists, right?
Yeah, I mean, at least for the time being. I mean, motorists have seen in most areas, you know, declines at the pump over the last few weeks, and we expect that trend to continue, you know, as we move forward here. But, you know, as we head into the spring, that trend might kind of reverse on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we end up doing what, some blended, we get the annual blended issues and that kind of deal to come into play?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that happen as we head into the spring and summertime. I mean, people start traveling a little bit more because the weather improves. What we see is refineries actually move into a seasonal maintenance where they, you know, do some of that. So that kind of cuts down on refinery outputs. And then also summer blend fuels are a little more expensive. So all those things kind of cause gas prices to go up.
Josh, what is AAA seeing in terms of, you know, under this new president with Donald Trump? Looks like, you know, some more flow of
of fuel will be coming our way, you know, I guess for the first time in our lifetimes. We've been talking about this forever, about being energy independent. We're pretty darn close to this, aren't we?
Actually, I mean, it's going to be hard to tell what happens with that kind of stuff. I mean, it's going to be a wait and see. I mean, what we can say right now is that, you know, the EIA projects gas prices to be around $2.38 this year on average, which is only about, you know, 15 cents higher than last year. So really, we're still seeing, you know, discounts at the pump from what we saw about, you know, 3 years ago.
Right. Well, is I guess what I'm suggesting and what you write about is also is that increased domestic oil production that we're referring to, and interesting, the low seasonal demand. But that's what you're saying in springtime, that seasonal demand will increase. And with that, you know, a couple of extra pennies at the pump, right?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we've seen recently, oil prices are currently about $20 more than they were this time last year. So we're seeing a little bit of an increase in domestic oil production to take advantage of some of those prices, and we're actually seeing an increase in rig count in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Auto Club is also saying that the oil and gas inventories are above average for this time of year. So you're thinking that in light of that, why would there be, you know, the pressure to raise the prices when supply is on the uptick?
Well, right, as I said, those supplies are up a little bit for this time of year, but, you know, historically we always see gas prices rise as we head into the springtime due to, you know, some of the issues we mentioned with, you know, refinery maintenance. That's just a seasonal thing. Refineries have to do their maintenance, and, you know, that demand will increase as we head into the spring and summertime. So we'll probably see those gas prices get up. It's estimated between the 250, maybe 280 range, depending on where you are in the country, but you know, normally after we hit that peak in the summertime, they start to dip back down as we head into the winter again.
Well, you know, it opens up the opportunity where you get a lot more staycations coming into play, or people just feeling like, okay, when prices are at this level, we can you know, be a little bit more adventuresome, and you know, maybe go out a little bit further, get the RV up and rolling, and all that good stuff. So, what do you see? What do you see for this summer?
Well, you know, I think people still have that $3 a gallon and above price tag in their mind. You know, that's kind of the threshold where people start thinking like, ooh, gas prices are getting expensive. And, you know, we really haven't seen prices like that since, you know, 2014. And we really don't expect to get up to that level in most areas, at least on a national average. Mm-hmm. So I think people are going to be, you know, wanting to get out and take those road trips and take those vacations this year, because gas, even though it's about 50 cents more than last year, is still quite affordable compared to last, you know, years past.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, it seems that $3 has become the threshold, even though the government tried to condition us up to $5. I mean, you had the Secretary of Treasury under the previous administration be pretty much outspoken, saying that America is not paying enough for gas, that he thought that $8 a gallon was, you know, was a fair rate for the price of gasoline. Thank goodness we don't have Jack Lew around here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, looking forward, I mean, the EIA has some projections. They think gas prices, as I said, next year about $2.38, and the next year even after that, they're not looking at a national average, I think, above something around the range of $2.50, $2.80, something like that. So, you know, gas prices, as long as nothing, you know, looking ahead, crazy happens, should remain below that $3 threshold for most of the country.
Will the Keystone XL pipeline have any effect on this?
You know, I mean, some of those are
yet to be
really
determined.
Kind of hard to tell in the long run right now. You know, this would be kind of a wait and see kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, between that and also, you know, again, these are political things, and I know that AAA more focuses on the empirical data that is a little bit closer and not necessarily getting into the aspect of the political influence, but certainly there are some things that are hanging on the horizon that could be very good you know, maybe even cause that price per gallon to stay low and maybe even get a little bit lower. What do you think?
Well, I think at least for right now we have some
great gas prices to get out there and take a road trip. And, you know, I think even if they get a little bit higher here in the summertime, I still think people are going to want to get out there and take those vacations.
Well, the good news is domestic oil production keeps the downward pressure on gasoline prices. We motorists continue to see slow declines at the pump. So that's all good news. So enjoy your traveling. And of course, Josh, we thank you and AAA for the information and keeping us abreast, okay?
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. You see nothing but damage done, I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet. No, when you see wounded,
station. Remember, Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, I think we all need to remember that. What a great document, and you should spend some time with it several times a year, in my humble opinion, even though our school systems seem to want to ignore it. But, you know, you think about it, and this is what gets lost in translation so easily. You know, we keep talking about who was giving days off, and I finally remembered it's Kraft Heinz giving its employees the day off after Super Bowl Sunday, and what garners more goodwill for a brand, a 30-second TV spot at the most prime of times, or a reputation for giving workers a break. Well, you know, guess what? All in favor of workers having a break? Well, for Kraft Heinz, they're saying they want to lead some sort of national, national day off after the Super Bowl. So go figure. So if you're enjoying the day off, good on you. All that's fun and well. But, hey, some of us still have to deal with the important things of life. And I appreciate David Barnes not taking the day off and coming on the air with us to talk about, talk about Obamacare and what we're going to replace it with. David is the policy director for Generation Opportunity. David Barnes, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so they didn't want to give you a day off after the Super Bowl, huh?
No. We have a lot of Patriots fans here. They love donuts. They rub it over space.
Hey, but what a game, boy. I'll tell you, for the first half, a lot of people thought it was all Atlanta. They were flying high. But then, here it is. You got to leave it for Brady and the discipline of the Patriots to be able to come back. An incredible, incredible game. Well worth the watching. 111 million people watching. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, these advertisers spending, $5.5 million per commercial per 30 seconds. Hopefully it was worth it for them. Some decided to, utilize that platform for some political opportunity and verbiage. I don't know. Yeah, the jury's out on that as to what impact, that made. But, nonetheless, let's talk Obamacare here, David. And I think your warning here to the GOP is a very appropriate, and that let's not create another 2,700 page bill to replace Obamacare, right?
Exactly. We've seen that if you try to cram everything into one package, you end up with a lot of junk that nobody's seen, because it comes out 3 days before it's voted on. No one can read what's in there. It's full of surprises.
Right.
Instead, I think a step-by-step targeted approach, figuring out what the real problems are in the healthcare system and then passing legislation to solve those problems one by one, instead of trying to do 50 different things at one time where they're all balancing against each other. It can't be the unforeseen consequences where how does this combine with this combine with this?
Exactly.
Let's just do it step by step.
Well, David, the good news is there is Obamacare. We have that as the standard, right? And we've gone through that experience, and we can see empirically what works, what doesn't. So, and I agree with you that, it requires some patience. We always get ourselves in trouble. We want to rush through things, and I think Donald Trump might agree with that. I mean, it's okay to have some speed on deals, but sometimes you can have such a sense of urgency that you're going to make some mistakes along the way. And, of course, Obamacare, in retrospect, is mistake-riddled, some would argue. And so why not? Let's learn, and take away some good things. And I think that's already part of the discussion. But we need to get it out of this partisan politics, because that's what got us in trouble to begin with, don't you think?
Right. And I think that's where you get so much of this fight is over, repealing or fixing Obamacare and not repealing or fixing the healthcare system.
Exactly.
And so I think the other side or the left is, again, they love Obamacare. We don't want anything to do with replacing or repealing it. But that doesn't mean there's not lots of good health care reforms that we can still pass that you can get both sides together with.
Well,
so I think it's trying to frame up those things that seem like they're not an attack on Obamacare. They're just good policy to help people and make better health for more people at a lower cost.
Well, David, you just touched on something that I think is key, and that our legislators and maybe all of us who talk about it need to reframe the conversation in terms of the delivery of a health care system and not Obamacare. As soon as you say Obamacare, you're going to raise the back of those Democrats who, guess what, this is their creation. And they're a bit defensive and protective, some as much as they can be, because, hey, this is their guy. This was his legacy piece of legislation, and they take it personal when people, in their perception, are disrespecting the presidency of one Barack Obama.
Right. And you saw as Obamacare's failures mounted, became plain for everyone to see, you had supporters of the law who, just pretended nothing was happening. You're like, no, we did health care. We're done. Let's not work on it anymore. And I think you just need to not think that way. You're never going to do health care. And when you think in terms of, how are we going to replace Obamacare, you're getting in that same mindset that, we're going to replace Obamacare, and we're going to be done with health care, and then we can move on to new business.
Right, exactly.
You're never going to be done with that. And there's always going to be new changes to make, see what works and reinforce that, see what doesn't work and stop doing that and try something else.
Yeah, we haven't done that with Medicare or with the VA system. I mean, it's dynamic once it's in place, and why not? I mean, and I think this is sometimes the challenge is that they want to think they fix it and walk away from it and think it's going to operate. But I think Ronald Reagan's caution comes into play here. You trust and verify. I mean, whether it's somebody else, it's our own bureaucracy that we need to trust and verify, right?
Right, and happy birthday to Ronald Reagan, February 6th, 1911, was his birthday.
Yes.
I think that's exactly right, that it's, a step-by-step, targeted approach to figure out real problems and start to really solve those and not get caught up in, how are we going to cover as many people as we can at as low a cost, because then you just end up with all these crazy things instead just figuring out, people want cheaper drugs. Okay, let's reform the Food and Drug Administration to get more cheap and faster. People need to pay for care. Let's reform health savings accounts and make sure people can save more for themselves. So when something happens, they're protected. All these different things. Let's reform Medicaid. Let's empower the state to regulate their own insurance markets. There should all be distinct legislation that Congress should just be working on today, tomorrow, the next day, and not just waiting for this big repeal bill and replace bill to come down from on high. And then just pass it.
Well, and the potential problem we could end up, to your point here, David, is that it be, from Obamacare, as some Democrats are quick to go to and want to call it Trump care. Now you're repeating past mistakes, to your point. If that's all it's all, if that's all it's about, and the thing is that they need to be careful, is the eyes of America, more so than ever, are on this piece of legislation. And so your advice to roll it out piecemeal, a little bit at a time, and to be very slow and pragmatic about the rollout, and also to make sure that you have that it's about bipartisanship. It's not about one party taking more credit than the other. But let's this is the Democrats' key piece of legislation. They must have had some ideas. Let's get them in the room, and thank God we're going to have now other sides represented, which we didn't have. And this is the price that we're paying with this failed system. So again, I think that it starts out with the objective. If we're here to deliver quality health care that's representative of the American way of life, good on us, and I think we got a good shot at being effective and really doing something that's going to be win-win for everybody, including the physicians.
Right. I think it's getting people together and not having to be a fight over who was right back in 2010. But instead, what are the problems today, and what were the problems yesterday? What were the problems that existed before Obamacare that Obamacare didn't solve? That it should have solved, but we can solve them now.
But we got a baseline. But I'm encouraged, though, David, I think, because we have a baseline with Obamacare. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we've got a starting point here with it, don't we?
Well, I think certainly.
We've got about 20 seconds here.
Okay. Yeah. It created a big law and did a lot of stuff and created a lot of opportunity for tweaks around the edges. And I think the most important thing is just shove it back to the states.
He's policy director for Generation Opportunity, David Barnes. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, David.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I want to thank you.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, given the choice, why not make it a great day, huh? Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Susan Michael joins us now. She's pioneered the development of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem in the United States and around the world, currently serves as the ministry's USA director and is a member of the ICEJ's International Board of Directors. Susan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, Bill, thank you. It's great to be with you today, and it's a great day, isn't it?
It is a great day. The day, another day, any day. I mean, hey, the Lord makes them all, and why not rejoice and be glad in it, right?
That's right.
As the song says.
Right.
Hey, I want to talk to you particularly about, you know, the conversation. Donald Trump came out and said that he wants to acknowledge the, you know, Israel, and in a big way, in moving the embassy to Jerusalem. What will this mean for the United States and Israel relationship and also the international community?
Well, thankfully, it means that we're going to get back to our friendship with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to repair the damage that was done there in the previous administration, work in partnership with Israel, and appreciate them as our best and strongest ally in the Middle East. and move forward with that relationship and partnership. And the benefit to the United States is, of course, that there is so much to benefit from with Israel in terms of intelligence, in terms of security cooperation, military development and cooperation, and she's there as our eyes and ears in the Middle East. And so we will benefit greatly from having a good, strong, working partnership with Israel. And now what this means for the international community depends on whether they get on board or not. And I think that many world leaders are realizing it's a new day. The playing field is changing, and those that are smart are going to say, let's get on this wagon before it takes off without us.
And, of course, what they have to And what the international community has to adjust to a bit here is the problem that was created by the exiting president, President Barack Obama, which, you know, decided to, you know, in the last moments of his presidency, pretty much throw Israel under the bus. And now you've got the international community that's going to, you know, they're going to have to deal with some issues because, you know, I think Donald Trump has made it clear that, you know, our support for Israel, as you say, will be readjusted back to what it has been.
Well, yes. The Obama administration really opened the door for a long-term problem inside the United Nations. That resolution just opens the door for international pressure on Israel, sanctions, continued pressure, and continued resolution. However, it's not a fait accompli, and if our new administration will do as they've said, which is actually threaten to cut funding to the United Nations unless they stop this biased, one-sided treatment of Israel, you know, money talks.
Yes.
So I think even there it's possible to turn the ship around, but it will take a show of force and it'll take some threats and some strong talk. But I think this administration is up for that challenge.
What did Donald Trump signal to the prime minister here recently? It seemed that Benjamin Netanyahu may have gotten a little bit ahead of himself, but Donald Trump, you know, kind of pulled back the reins just a little bit. I don't think it's anything that's going to be deleterious to the relationship, but I think there's some things here that need to be, you know, need to be worked out in such a way that is comfortable for, you know, Donald Trump as the president of the United States. What do you say?
So you're speaking specifically of the statement about settlements?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, there's two ways to read that statement. And one is in the negative, that they said something like that. However, the positive spin on that statement is that it actually was sort of drawing a line in the sand, saying that it was okay to continue building apartments inside established settlements as long as they didn't expand their borders.
Mm-hmm.
Because the statement spoke against new settlements outside of the borders of establishments. And this goes back, this takes us back to the policy under the Bush administration, the second one, in which they recognize that those existing settlements around Jerusalem are going to be a part of Israel as an outcome of any peace negotiation. And so it was coming against Israel for illegal settlements or new settlement building. The problem, Bill, is that our media does not distinguish between building an apartment in Jerusalem or starting a whole new settlement. They call everything new settlements, and they're not. They're just building apartments inside confined developments, and they're not starting all whole new settlements. There are a few illegal outposts that they're dealing with here and there, but it's not a policy of the Israeli government to start illegal outposts.
Well, Susan, what I've also heard there is that in many of the cases, I mean, it's like, you know, adding to the existing property, which is what, you know, Americans do all the time. You know, they'll, you know, add another floor to the building, you know, to their homes, or they'll expand a garage or something like that. So in many instances, it's something, you know, as simple as that, not, as you point out, an expansion or new development.
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct.
Well, again, this is where, you know, the mainstream media, which is kind of, you know, been kind of interesting. It's like they're really not helping the cause here. They're only, you know, firing up, you know, resentment and joining hands with, you know, with the antithetical forces that come against, you know, Israel and do not even offer a fair opportunity to discuss and objectively reason in a way that, you know, can be win-win for all concerned.
Oh, it's a big problem, and I even see them doing this in friendly press, what I would call friendly media. Even they will come out with the headline, Israeli announces new settlements.
Mm.
And it really is, it drives me crazy when I hear this, knowing what they're really talking about. So we need more accountability in the media. So, Bill, so glad to be on your program because you do that by getting the facts out.
Well, that's our goal. You know, we've said from day one, and we had seen the trajectory of the mainstream media. This had been going on for a long time. They've continued to lose audience, and I believe mainly because of the lack of credibility and what has now become, you know, known as fake news. You know, people demand, and they should demand, you know, some veritas and, you know, some confidence in knowing what their news sources are so that, you know, they understand what is happening in their world. I mean, particularly here in the United States, that we're a government of, for, by we the people. How can we the people make a decision and a choice if we don't have the facts?
And that's the whole point of it. They don't want us to have the facts so that they, so that someone somewhere, and it's someone, can control us by controlling the information.
Well, and this has been part and parcel of history. If you don't know your history, then, you know, again, the chances of you repeating it are very likely. But this is what has happened in the past. You know, outside entities all come in, you know, with this, you know, interest supposedly in the people. And one of the first things they take over are the information sources so they can control the narrative. You know, time and again, this has happened in other countries and other forms of government. And here you would think in the United States, especially in this information age in which we live in, that we would know better. But maybe because of the information age, too, Susan, there's so much information that people are overwhelmed in discerning, you know, the truth from the lie.
Very true. Very true.
Well, we continue with our conversation with Susan Michael. We appreciate her coming on as we talk about, you know, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and what that will mean, not only for us here in the United States, but also for Jews in Israel. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire. Till I am my soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, just the way you like it, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. Whether you join us on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world, be a short wave. Good to have you with us at 14 before the top of the hour. There's some companies taking the day off the day after Super Bowl. You know, we know that Kraft Heinz is doing that. There's probably others that might as well just as well take, because you know all the conversation this morning. If it's not Lady Gaga, it was the incredible Super Bowl 51. They're all talking about that. But meanwhile, we have some serious topics to take care of, and I appreciate Susan Michael coming on with us, who has pioneered the development of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem in the United States and around the world. She currently serves as the ministry's USA director and is a member of the ICEJ's International Board of Directors. Susan, we talked about five critical issues, or you know, certainly five principles guiding a strong U.S.-Israel relationship. The first, of course, was Trump's immediate response in recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. Let's talk about the other four to bring our audience up to date.
Okay, well, Bill, one of those was most definitely the terrible agreement that the previous administration had signed with Iran. Mm-hmm. And so we were calling for increased sanctions on Iran and to hold them to the fire for the things that they were to be abiding by. Mm-hmm. And we're so thankful that this new administration has committed to doing just that and keeping the fire underneath Iran. And if we have to even come up with a better agreement with them,
Iran has put that back on the table because of the violations. Here it is, they've talked about two rockets that they sent up, but some are saying I've heard some experts say as many as seven.
Well, the big problem with the agreement with Iran is there's two huge problems with it. And one is that it allows them to continue ballistic missile development.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly is that the agreement runs out in 10 years. So in 10 years, Iran will legally be able to develop the nuclear weapons to go on the ballistic missiles they've been able to develop all along.
Exactly.
So it's a terrible agreement, and it needs to be restructured, and new pressures need to be put on Iran to prevent this.
Well, you had President Obama saying that it was to stop Iran from having access to a nuclear weapon, but everybody could see that this was a path to, and a path to the very things that he said was not going to happen, like nuclear proliferation. Well, you know, Iran gets the bomb. What is that going to do to the Middle East? I mean, proliferation is the next domino to fall, isn't it?
Yes, and it's not just the Middle East, but what does that mean for the United States?
Exactly.
And we will have a nuclear threat on our hands, just like Israel will. It will be a very dangerous situation.
Another thing you talked about is boycotts. Unfold that for us.
Well, there is a campaign to boycott or sanction Israel, usually for trumped-up charges. And the reason this is a dangerous movement that we need to do everything we can to stop it is because the instigators of this movement receive their motivation and encouragement from the previous sanctions that were put on the apartheid regime in South Africa. And for those that will remember, in the 90s, there were protests around the world and there were sanctions against the government of South Africa because it was a racist regime where racism was in the laws of the country. And as a result of this pressure, it folded. The regime fell, and it was replaced with a more democratic form of government, and rightfully so. So Israel's enemies learned from that, though, and they are applying the same technique to Israel, and they're trying to brand Israel as an apartheid state and therefore bring the kind of pressure upon Israel that will cause that government to tumble. The problem is that Israel is not an apartheid state. It's just a trumped-up charge. There's no proof of it. There's no substance to it. But nevertheless, it makes Israel look so bad around the world. For those that don't know, those that haven't been there, they haven't seen the society.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very damaging for Israel. And, of course, it could hurt her economy in the end should it succeed. So we need to do everything that we can to stop that movement here throughout the United States, but also around the world.
Well, I was in Israel last year about this time, and the shocking thing to your point, Susan, is you go to that country and you just say, wow, I mean, this is social engineering at its worst. You know, Israel has had to respond not only to threats, but actual attacks, whether it is the knife intifada, automobile, motorized intifada, where the random killing of Jews has been taking place, people shooting into Jewish settlements, and, you know, they set up walls to protect its citizens, you know, and you know, go figure, it's actually working without the help of the international community.
Yes, and those people that hate that wall because they want to be able to get into Israel and kill civilians, they've called it an apartheid wall. And so this accusation goes around the world that the wall is built on racism, which is not the case whatsoever. The wall was built for security, and it succeeded.
Exactly. Well, and again, this is where, you know, getting the facts is so critical and having them out there. And Susan, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and enlightening our audience with that, because there is so much misinformation being put out there. As one person said, in an era where we have so much information, we know so little, don't we?
Yes, and Bill, we built an educational website to deal with these types of issues. It's called IsraelAnswers.com, and there we like to post articles and testimonials of Arabs that have either visited Israel or they're actually citizens of Israel, and what they say about the country, because then you know that you're getting the truth. And that's our point, is to get the truth and the facts out to the people.
Well, Susan, you made reference to security aid, that needs to continue. And I'm encouraged as well, because it looks like under this administration that will be the case. But I also wanted to talk about the third-party solutions regarding Palestinians. It has been empirical, the evidence resoundingly clear, that when America, or anybody for that matter, would violate what I say is God's foreign policy for Israel. In other words, when we bless Israel, as the Bible says, America has been blessed. But when we curse or we try to interfere with God's foreign policy for Israel, we've been attacked. I mean, there's two well-documented books with over 70 specific instances where the United States has tried to force Israel into an exchange for land for peace. And what follows pretty imminently within, I think, 24 to 48 hours has been a natural disaster. You would think somebody in the upper echelons of our government would begin to connect the dots and realize you cannot mess around with Israel so pell-mell.
Yes, because the problem is we're trying to force Israel to make concessions to an entity that hates her, that is committed to her destruction, and that won't even recognize that she exists. So this isn't about pushing the parties to a real peace agreement. There's no such thing. So we actually, when we put pressure on Israel, it's to her demise, and it will be to her damage, until she has a real solid peace partner that is willing to live in peace next to the Jewish people and recognize that existence both politically and also by cooperating and partnering with them.
Exactly.
The sad thing is, Bill, that if the Palestinians had just cooperated with Israel, accepted their existence, they could have had the most free and most prosperous Arab country in the whole Middle East. They would have benefited from Israeli technology and the Israeli economy and the goodness of the Israeli people that do try to help those around them, their neighbors and those in need. They would have benefited so much, but instead they fought against it, and they're suffering because of it. Their society is suffering. Their economy is suffering. They have lack of freedom. And it's really sad to watch this. And so we believe that the only answer for the Palestinian leadership to decide that now is the time to live in peace and to sit down at the table with Israel and negotiate their differences.
Well, they've got to set aside, first of all, like you say, their own mindset that says that Israel does not have a right to exist. And interestingly enough, the fact that the United States would want to be involved in this deal, because guess who's next in line after Israel but the United States, because they don't believe that the United States should be in existence either.
That's right. And Israel's on the front lines of our own battle against our own enemies.
Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information. Susan, if you would, please.
Well, I would recommend our educational website, which is IsraelAnswers.com. And it's to defend Israel and to defend Christian support of Israel by giving people the answers.
Well, Susan Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Susan has pioneered the development of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem in the United States and around the world. Susan Michael, thank you. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You've seen crazy diets.